this isn't politics. This is race. Race and politics are two different things. If you think race and politics are one and the same, hello to your privilege. And the funny thing is, the ones who are saying that he's not being blackballed are also the ones who have a problem with him kneeling. Just so we're clear about that.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
So, like, this is a status I wrote, like, back in July, the last day of July, actually. I'm going to read it word for word. Remember when people who were really trying hard to say Kat isn't being blackballed will use Michael Vick as a comparison point? How is that a fair comparison? Vick committed a crime involving four-legged bitches that roam the earth. If, and I do mean if, you really want to make a comparison to Kat's circumstance, the best player would have been Riley Cooper. Y'all remember him, right? The former Eagle wide receiver, that said at a country music concert he would fight every nigger, not nigga, nigger, and did the arm motion pointing around every nigger in here. But see, therein lies the problem with saying Cap isn't being blackballed. Because if you're quick to compare him to Vic, then I know that you know Vic is an ex-con. Which then means either you're comparing Cap to Vic because they're black running quarterbacks that you have unreasonably high disdain for what they did, because it honestly didn't directly affect you. Really, it didn't directly affect you. Or you think that what Cap and Vic did are both on par with each other, which is bullshit and you know it. See, Riley Cooper was also blackballed from the league, but you can't bring yourself to compare him to Cap because, hey, Cap disrespected the flag, an inanimate object, cloth.
I could get into trouble,
but I mean, you look at where some of the stuff is made and who voted who into office, and you go, really? Well, yeah. See, Riley Cooper was also blackballed from the league, but you can't bring yourself to compare him to Cap. You can say, hey, Cap disrespects the flag, an inanimate object made in China, Texas, California, Korea. Whereas Coop just, and I do mean just, quotation marks around that, said nigger. Never mind the position he plays at, and the two positions that cover a wide receiver are mostly black. There's no way in hell he'll face backlash. Yeah, there's no way in hell he'll face backlash for that on the playing field. Both did something that offended the race of people, but to those that both were firmly upset about Cap kneeling while at the same time denying that any forms of politics play any part of him yet to be signed, while teams are out here giving RG3 another chance to show that he ain't learning shit from his injuries. Kneeling is worse than a non-black person saying nigger. Well, unless you're Tim Tebow, then he's just Jesus personified in the modern era. Oh yeah, Cap's still unsigned.
Tebow's still unsigned.
Yeah, but he had the option to go out on his own.
Aww, why must people hate?
It wasn't that bad.
Ice Bear will hunt them down.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. My name is Matthew. I have with me Keenan today. Say hello, Keenan.
Hello, Keenan.
Good. You're a monkey.
What? No. I can say maybe dog, but no.
Okay, whatever.
That's racist.
Oh, shucks. Well, what was I? I was the coon? Okay, so I think that'll work. Yeah, okay.
I forgot about that.
Oh, damn, if only Charisma was here.
Oh, God. That was not good for her. She did not enjoy that.
Okay, so on today's episode of the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast,
imagine your drum roll,
we are going to be talking about Colin Kaepernick. If you're going to leave a nasty comment after only listening to this for about 15 minutes, then you obviously didn't read the fucking title of the episode. So we are going to be talking about Colin Kaepernick in many ways. The sports reason as to why he isn't signed by the league. If that's bullshit or not, it is. What quarterbacks in the league are doing worse than him?
What general managers and owners are resigned to the fact that they would rather play horrible football than sign a quarterback that could take them to the Super Bowl? Hello, Jaguars. Colts, the entire AFC South. So
you don't like Mariota? You don't like Mariota?
Mariota was hurt for some time, though. Like, and you know he's going to get hurt. Just like we all know Luck's going to get, well, he's out.
Luck, let's keep going.
Okay. So, yeah, we got all that. We're also going to talk some of the, like, legal stuff with his lawsuit, pending lawsuit. And, well, just listen. You'll find out what we're going to talk about. So, let's talk about the sports stuff. Okay. Is Colin Kaepernick not good enough to play in the NFL? Well, if you are a fan of, like I just said, the entire AFC South, so that's four teams right there, the Browns.
Okay. Yep, they're for sure.
The Jets, the Dolphins, although they have a special case as to why they can't get Colin Kaepernick. Who else is on the Broncos? The Cardinals. Basically, there's a whole litany of list of teams that could use a good quarterback.
All right. I'm going by division.
Okay.
NFC East, no. You might say the Giants, but no. They're not.
Well, okay, no, the Giants are kind of handicapped right now because all their receivers are gone.
Yeah, that, and we're talking about starting, not backup, right?
Okay, we'll start with the starting point then. Start.
So, no one in the NFC East. Mm-hmm. NFC North, maybe Chicago.
Definitely Chicago. Not maybe, definitely. They went and signed Mike fucking Glenn.
I think the NFC North more so than the South, besides Detroit Lions, because you're not going to sit down Stafford for Kaepernick.
Especially after you just signed him to $25 million.
You wouldn't have done it for Green Bay, but I could see you at least bringing him in to the competition. But, no, Minnesota, I don't like Bradford. He's always hurt.
I don't think he could have went to Minnesota because they got too much stocked into a quarterback to begin with.
Yeah.
They got three quarterbacks and three good legs in between them. Mm-hmm. And Case Keenum has two of them.
Next, NFC South, no.
Yeah, no. That's the one division they don't need him.
NFC West, he ain't going back to San Fran.
Although, I don't really. That whole thing is just kind of weird. Because they just kind
of. She would have stayed there at least. But I don't know if they just want to rent their hands of it.
I think they rinsed their entire hands of that Harbaugh era thing. Because that's the one thing everybody keeps bringing up when they say, oh, well, he went like 1-something last year in the 2016.
Team's been terrible ever since he left.
Right.
Ever since Chip Kelly got there.
Actually, no. Before Chip Kelly, because they had that Mike Tomsula guy.
Yeah.
So, since Harbaugh left, that team has been on downward spiral. You had Alden Smith, arrested a couple of times.
Does he play football still? What does he do?
I honestly don't know.
I was asking something about him recently.
Navarro Bowman retired. Retired, and then I think he came back.
He was the one. Was it Bowman who got hurt really bad? I think he was the one who had the really bad knee injury. Okay. And then he ended up retiring later.
Who else?
Patrick Willis.
He retired.
They lost their entire defense, basically.
Their entire offense, too?
Yeah. Bolden, Anquan left.
Mm-hmm.
Crabtree left.
He left. That entire 2016 season, it was him and I think Joe Staley was the only two left in that Super Bowl team.
Was he the tackle?
Yeah. And he's out with the eye injury.
Yeah. Okay, so NFC West.
NFC West.
Los Angeles Rams. No, he's going to take Jared over Jared. Arizona.
Jared Goff is kind of he's playing better. Like, if he'd have come in playing like he did last year, I'd be like, Rams, you could have used him. Cardinals could definitely use him.
I can see why not, though, because Carson didn't do terrible last year.
Carson was horrible last year.
He didn't have horrible. As a team, he did his role with the team. He's blessed with a very good receiver who's very old now.
I'm sorry, I never had that high of a regard for Carson Palmer, so.
I think he was decent before the knee injury. You think
which knee injury?
The first one, the ACL in the playoffs against the Steelers with Chad Johnson and them. They could have possibly won that.
No. They could have. It's the Bengals, man. No. I've seen the Bengals lose to TJ Yates. I've seen the Bengals lose to the Chargers and the Six. Nah.
You're right. Mm-mm. But I'm just thinking hindsight now says no, but if he didn't get hurt that game, because Chad Johnson was amazing back then, he would have got the ball more. The backup who came in for him couldn't give him the ball.
True.
Okay. I think they could have done something.
Well, their backup was Kitna.
Yeah, he's a backup.
The worst backup, probably, not the worst backup ever. We'll get to that one.
Yeah. Okay, let's go AFC East. We got AFC the Buffalo East. Bills.
Tyrod. That's a split. Because Tyrod, some people are split on Tyrod Taylor. I'm one of them.
Miami Dolphins.
He could have, but like,
but then
he can't go to Miami because of that Castro stuff. Mm-hmm. So like, nah, I ain't going.
New England, no.
No. Well, wait a minute. Oh, wait,
we're talking about starters. Okay, so he's starting over time. No, let's go.
We sticking with time until he falls off.
Okay, Jets. Yes. Yeah. Okay, Baltimore.
Now,
now. Cincy. I see why you wouldn't, though. You don't pay that guy all that money and not play him. Mm. Cleveland, he could play there. Pittsburgh, no.
Ooh, no, I said he could play in Pittsburgh.
Not starting over.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah.
I think right now,
them last three playoff games, I saw Ben Roethlisberger. Them last three.
Yeah.
Dude almost got outplayed by Alex Smith, who himself wasn't playing that well.
He was banged up at the end of the year, and I hate the Steelers.
But Ben Roethlisberger is always banged up.
Ben Roethlisberger almost retired this
year. Ben Roethlisberger is one of those quarterbacks that I've grown to, like, I started like him, but now I absolutely hate.
Like,
because he tries so hard to be leader guy.
If he wasn't on the Steelers, I would like him.
He tries so hard to be leader guy. Like, oh, well, Antonio Brown's no better than to flip out like that. Man, motherfucker, throw him the ball. He's the best offensive player. Throw him the ball.
Yeah.
And you know why he's trying so hard to be leader guy, just so everybody can forget about the, rape, sexual misconduct. All right. Oh, did I say that out loud?
We already talked about the AFC South.
Yeah, the AFC entire,
West. Mm.
I get why you can't go to Kansas City.
Yeah.
That one I totally understand.
You're not going to Los Angeles, not going to Oakland. So the only one possibly is Denver.
Which is interesting because prior to the 2016 season, John Elway was doing everything he possibly could to see if he could get Colin Kaepernick in a trade. Mm-hmm. Then the kneeling started. Next thing you know, nah, I'd rather ride out with Brock Osweiler or Trevor Siemian. Really? Okay.
Who's starting now? Paxton Lynch? Is he starting?
Nah, Paxton Lynch still hurts. Brock Osweiler is now a starter.
Man.
And I know their defense hates him because Aqib Talib went all over ESPN and said, nah, half that $72 million you got, you need to pay to us. Because we made that for you.
Yeah. Man, Jerry Jones really wanted Paxton Lynch. Thank God we got someone who's smarter, his son. Because I've been upset we had Paxton Lynch instead of Dak.
Now let's go back through and do these backups.
Okay. The backup for Dallas is...
He's better than your backup.
Yeah, he is, but I'd rather have our backups.
Who's your backups?
We have Cooper Rush, who did very well in the preseason this year, and then we have Kellen Moore.
I've seen enough of Kellen Moore to know.
No, I don't like Kellen Moore either.
The Boise State days are done.
New York Giants. I don't know who their backup is. But,
yeah, Geno Smith. Yes, they could have done better.
Yeah, but New York Giants, he's never going to play because he never misses games. Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Who's your backup?
Chase Daniel.
Okay. The backup one is way easier than a starter.
Like, okay, he's better than his backup. Like, okay, I could put it like this. The Chase Daniel, the Philadelphia Eagles ones, I would say he's better than, but I could see Philadelphia still sticking with Chase Daniel. Because he's the highest paid. I think he's the highest paid backup.
Remember, used to be Kyle Orton. Mm. He was worth it, though. He played well when we had to. When Romo was hurt.
Yeah, when he had to.
Yeah. Washington Redskins.
Yeah, he's better than their backup.
These depth charts.
He's better than their backup.
I'm sure he is. Oh, Colt McCoy.
Yeah, better than their backup. Matter of fact, hold on. Nah. The backup might be better than their starter.
You think Colt McCoy is better than Kirk Cousins? I think
Colt
McCoy
might be better than Kirk Cousins.
No. All right, see. Arizona, Drew Stanton, Blake Gabbert.
He
could be there in Arizona. Let's see. Next one, Atlanta.
The entire NFC West, he's better than all their backups.
Man, I didn't even know he was still playing.
Yes, he's back in the fucking league. Matt, you know what? Let's get to this shit real quick. Hold on. I need you to understand. All these quarterbacks that are in the league right now, and Colin Kaepernick is not. And some of you who are out here drawing the defense, like, well, Colin Kaepernick just ain't good. Colin Kaepernick didn't play well. He didn't play well last year. I mean, he went 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He had a 4-1 touchdown to interception ratio. Not his fault that his offensive line was decent that year. But he didn't have no running game, and his wide receivers weren't all that good. Now, let's run through some of these quarterbacks that have been signed since Colin Kaepernick opted out. Let me go to this list right here. We'll go to Yahoo. Do I want to do Yahoo or do I want to do the undefeated?
Yahoo.
Yahoo's is more up to date. No, it's not.
Ryan Mallett?
Yes, yeah, that motherfucker still has a job. And all the stories you've heard about him.
He got a cert this week. He about to prove his worth.
Let me go ahead and change my picks to the Titans for that. I didn't even realize he was starting.
That's why I said. When I asked him, is Joe Flacco alive or not?
Yeah, he's a, okay, so I'm changing that. Fuck that. No. I'm not, not rocking him. But yeah, back to this. Matt Schaub. He is what? The backup to...
Oh, he's questionable. Maybe.
Matt Schaub is the backup to the Atlanta Falcons. He was signed March 9th. Dude has 133 touchdowns, 90 interceptions, 45 losses, 47 wins. The last time we saw Matt Schaub play a good NFL game,
it was probably
with the Texans in 2011, because 2012, he was nothing but pick sixes. But I can understand a little bit why you would want to take Matt Schaub back. Kellen Clemens.
Who?
Okay, next one. Josh McCown, don't let them 4 wins that the Jets got for you. Dude, like, the fact that the Jets got 4 wins alone is surprising.
Last game, I don't know, apparently it was amazing. But Matt Forte went off. It was Thursday.
And all those old-ass motherfuckers. EJ fucking Manuel.
Hey, he was drafted in the first round, too, wasn't he?
Yes.
From Florida State.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I could have told you he was going to be a bum. Hold on. Let me look at this other list right here. No. That's not up to date.
Carolina Panthers got Derek Anderson.
I
understand why he's still there, though. Like, because he's been there forever.
Yeah. Let's look at some of these quarterbacks who don't even have starts or anything. Like, nothing to even... Aaron Murray, the backup to...
Is he from Chicago or from Georgia?
I don't know. He's the backup to Jared Goff in Los Angeles.
I think he's from Georgia. He was decent.
He was signed.
Not in the NFL decent. I've never seen him play.
N.A. Look at this list. It's saying N.A. Date signed.
Yep, he is from Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's him.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wow.
He was decent at Georgia.
Okay, I guess. I don't really like Georgia.
Fifth round pick.
Garrett Gilbert. That last name, Gilbert, I already know you suck.
I think he's on Carolina.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
Mark Sanchez, backing up the Chicago Bears. I mean, he's the best quarterback on the roster, if that's true, still.
Is he on the roster still? Yep. He's not even starting. He's behind Glennon.
Damn.
And Trubisky is ahead of him. I don't like that Mac. I don't like Glennon. Like, what has he ever done?
Nothing. Like, Glennon's the one where it's like, for what do you guys see in him other than a long neck?
Everyone has liked him. Even in Tampa, like, they wouldn't, I don't know, like, why? He must be amazing in practice.
He's got to be a practice all-star.
Yeah.
Practice and look the part all-star.
He has the size and all that, but man.
Who else been signed before Colin Kaepernick? David Fales. Do you know who he is?
No.
Okay, well, the Fales is all you need to know. Matt McGloin.
I've heard of it.
He's 1-6 his career. 11 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. So for every touchdown he throws, he has an interception. TJ Yates.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
The only reason why I know him is because he beat the Bengals.
Yep. That's because Matt Schaub, I think, got hurt before that. Yep. Someone else got hurt too, wasn't it?
Again, Bengals fans. Why do you root for this?
What's worse? No, never mind. It's Browns, clearly.
No, I'd say it's still Bengals. Because the Browns, you know, are going to be bad.
But, no, being a fan. Like, you cannot just wake up and say, I want to be a Browns fan. You're born into that. And I would hate to be born into being a Browns fan.
My mom is still a Bengals fan. Every year they get to play, she's like, we're going to do something good. I'm like, why?
At least they have the glimmer of hope. Like, this is how...
Falcons have the glimmer of hope.
They make the playoffs, though.
But...
They're not making it this year.
Okay, timeout. You know who Bomani Jones is, right?
Oh, yeah, my friend.
Okay, so you heard his rants about the Atlanta Falcons, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
You're telling me being a Falcons fan is better than being a Browns? With the Browns, you like, okay, if they do something 7-9, cheer.
Yeah.
Falcons, 25-point lead in the Super Bowl?
That's probably...
Two points in a loss?
That would have been terrible for me. If Dallas lost that way... I would hate to see people that know, because everyone knows who I like, and that would just not be cool.
My mom texted me at halftime of that game, like, so, what's your team going to do? I'm like, man, the game's not even over with yet. It's the Falcons. Just wait on it. They're worse than the Bengals in some ways.
Terrible. The only way I could see that is if we're playing Green Bay. Ooh. That always going to happen.
Yeah, that's always going to happen. Yeah.
Like, I can recover 3 times we've lost terribly to them. Every time we lose is horrible, actually. I don't remember the last time we beat them.
Who the,
Cowboys beat Green Bay. We lost when we were up by 30 with freaking Matt Flynn starting. And we blew up in the second half and lost. That was terrible.
Let me run through some more of these quarterbacks that have been signed. Joe Webb.
I remember that guy. I think he was like a receiver, too, at one point in his career, I think.
I have no idea who that dude is. Thad Lewis.
Who?
You don't remember Thad Lewis? Google Thad Lewis. I'm going to run back through here. Who else has been signed?
Oh, yeah, I remember Joe Witt.
Brock Osweiler. Signed and traded. And released. Wow. Landry Jones is still with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Who is Thad Lewis? I ain't never seen this dude play.
He came out of college like the mid-2000s. What's Thad Lewis you looking at?
This can't be him. That look like a linebacker.
Yeah, that's Thad Lewis, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Thaddeus Kawan Lewis?
Yep. Not who you thought it was going to look like, was it?
Nah. Still look like a defensive back.
What was I already said? Mac McGloin.
Who signed him?
Guess. What owner came out saying pray for us over this? I'll give you a hint. Joe Flacco plays for them.
Baltimore?
Yes.
He ain't on the roster still.
Nah, they released him.
Alright.
Oh, wait, hold on. They released him.
And the thing was, the Ravens, they kept flirting with the idea of signing him, too.
Now, I think they got a... Well, I ain't gonna say they got an unfair shake. But... What Bashotti was doing, like, I could understand it. He was out there, like, exposing his mind. Thought, like, hey, okay... We want to, but, like, we also got to worry about our sponsors and all that. Like, okay, I get that. You're at least telling us what's going through your mind. Although, problem is, you're also the owner who was out there defiantly trying to, like, prop up Ray Rice after his thing. So, I don't really know. I'm not with you on this, bruh. And then you're going to have Ray Lewis come out here and say, like, I was in there pitching that we should get Colin Kaepernick. Like, Ray, no, you weren't. No, you weren't. Every time a microphone is put in front of you and you got to talk about Colin Kaepernick, you're saying something negative. You were not in there trying to pitch for Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Ugh. But at least they were honest about it.
I just wish he had, like, at least a chance to go into camp and then, like, hey, we don't want you because we tried it. We don't like you. That would have been better than him just not getting a chance by any team.
Tom Coughlin, Jacksonville Jaguars, your owner sat there and said, hey, I'm going to leave it up to the football people. If they think we can use them, then let's go get them. I don't mind. Tom Coughlin, no, I'm not going after him, and I don't need to tell you why. Motherfucker, your quarterback is Blake fucking Bortles.
I'm going to try to defend Blake Bortles later.
Please, no. Do that shit right now. Do that shit right. Blake fucking Bortles. You realize the Jacksonville Jaguars right now have the worst intentional starter in the league. And what I mean by that is, like, look, Packers have a backup quarterback playing for them right now. That wasn't their intentional starter. The Dolphins have a backup quarterback playing for them right now. That wasn't their intentional starter.
So we're saying he's the worst intentional starter?
Yes. Like, they entered the season, the training camp with this guy, and said, yeah, he's going to be our backup. Right, he's going to be our starter. This.
Okay. He's not better than anyone in NFC East.
Nope.
NFC North.
Nope.
He would have been better than Matt Glennon. The dudes did absolutely nothing but become a perennial practice squad player. You rather have Bortles or Glennon?
I'd rather have Glennon.
Man.
I don't care what this year. Hey, this year ain't even over with yet. They can still go 5-11. There's still that chance. I can see it happening.
Yeah, they could, but I just know.
And even then, like, the Bears didn't intentionally try to go out there and get... Well, they went out and got Glennon, but they didn't try to, like, make him the start. They weren't intentionally set on him being the starter. Like, they said coming in, like, okay, it's going to be competition between him and Trubisky.
Okay. Minnesota? No. No. He wouldn't have got there. No one else in the NFC North. No one in the NFC South.
Just take the NFC South out of this conversation. They are all set at quarterback. No. I don't, well, although we'll come back to Buccaneers. They went and got Fitzpatrick. And when somebody's still signing off on that shit.
See, NFC West.
Intentional starting? Nah.
Well, the only one you could say is San Francisco.
They didn't intentionally start that, though.
They didn't have a starter.
Exactly. That's why I said they didn't intentionally start.
The Colts.
They're intentional starter.
But they knew he wasn't playing. They knew he was going to play the start of the season.
Speaking of that, like, yeah, there's another team. That again, the entire AFC South. When I say this, it's like, yo, like, look at them up and down. The only ones who I would say, okay, you're slightly off the hook is Tennessee.
Yeah.
Because Houston intentionally tried to start the year with Tom Savage.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, he's better.
By the way, Bill O'Brien is not
and
a Bortles quarterback
worse. Better than Savage.
Nah.
Yes! Nah. I wait. Oh, man. Savage ain't never done nothing in garbage time. At least Blake Bortles don't give you no fantasy points in garbage time.
Blake Bortles is also going to spot the other team 37 points.
No, he doesn't even have that many picks yet. He has 5 interceptions.
Let me go look up Blake Bortles' career numbers.
They're not that bad. He just doesn't win games.
I wonder why.
It ain't always his fault.
Okay. Hold on.
And I'm not a Blake Bortles fan at all.
Let me figure this shit out here real quick. Blake Bortles, profootballreference.com. 2014. How many games did he start? Yep. Game started, 13. QB record, 3-10. 11 touchdowns, 17 interceptions.
Was that his first year in
the
league?
That was his first year, yes. Second year in the league. He started all 16. 5-11. 35 touchdowns, 18 interceptions. 2016, 16 games, all played. 3-13. 23 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. This year.
They've gone down every year so far. This year isn't finished, though.
They didn't go down every year this year so far. It went up his second year.
The second year is what got everybody all hyped up because, yeah, he was doing all that shit in garbage time. Let's see. Yards per attempt. What is his yards per attempt?
6.665.
Wait. Where did you see that at? Oh, his career?
Yeah.
That is horrible. Per attempt, he's throwing 6.6 yards?
Yep.
What is Alex Smith's number? Hold on, Alex Smith. Wait a minute. Alex Smith. Hold on.
This is probably better.
And he's a perennial game manager.
But he can make certain throws and people... And he's played with teams that have good receivers. I don't know if Blake Bortles has had great receivers. I mean, he's had good ones, but they've also been dumb.
7 years in San Francisco where he was legit a game manager, 6.6. 5 years in Kansas City when he actually had some, 7.2. His career is 6.9.
I wish we could figure out what is the average in the NFL.
Let me see. Average.
Yards per attempt.
Goes mild.
This year he's doing good, Alex Smith. He's leading the league, actually.
What, yards per attempt?
Yeah. 8.42. And guess who's next? He's not even playing anymore. Very recently injured. Deshaun Watson.
Okay, no, that makes sense.
Brady's next, then Kirk Cousins. Wow.
Wow. Hold on. NFL quarterback. I need quarterback, not team.
I can't figure it out. I'll have to do the math myself. I don't have time for that.
Anywho, Blake Jacksonville Jaguars, the worst intentional starter in the league. And you look at their entire team and go, their defense, bomb. Their defense has always kind of been good though. Their offensive line and running game strong.
He's literally a middle of the pack quarterback.
Who?
Blake Bortles.
Huh.
This year, at least.
Yeah, this year. And year's not even over with yet. Let's run. Hold on. Let's back to. Yeah, we're going all over the place with this shit. Back to some of these quarterbacks that have been signed before Colin Kaepernick. Matt Castle.
The Bill Belichick project.
I'll let y'all figure it out. And even then, I can sit there and tell you the only reason why he got those 11 wins was because of Randy Moss.
He's a hell of a player.
Who else has been? That's the one. That is the one. No, it wasn't Brandon Whedon. No, because he got signed in October. Oh, okay. That was with the Titans when Mariota went down. Also, remember how at the start of this whole thing, there were the Colin Kaepernick distractors saying, like, oh, well, the reason why he ain't getting signed is because he doesn't fit in somebody's system. Mariota's a running quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. Mariota has a similar style to Colin Kaepernick, right? Tennessee Titans, during that time period, has re-signed Matt Castle in March. Tyler Ferguson, go figure who the fuck that is, in May. And Brandon Whedon in October.
Who's your backup?
Any of them seem like they could possibly fill in for Mariota and his style if he goes out? Who else has been signed? Brock, yeah, I said Brock Osweiler already. He was drafted. Kellen Clemens. Yeah, he's still in the league. Cardale Jones is still in the league.
Hey, he hasn't even played a game yet.
Eli Jenkins. I don't know who he is.
Oh, it is Matt Castle as your backup in Tennessee, then Brandon Weed.
So they're fucked if Mariota goes down. Yeah. Let's see. Nick Foles, still in the league.
One trick pony. Thank you, Chip Kelly.
The McCown brothers. I'm just going to lump them all in there because they all suck.
Is there more than two of them? I hope not.
Luke McCown, he was with the Cowboys.
Was he?
Yeah.
That was just in the summer.
Case Keenum, who is now starting for the Vikings, although they kind of needed that. Sorry, said Matt Schaub. Brad Kaya. I don't know who he is.
Basically, he's better than all these players. Pretty at least much. His career. And basically, if we're going off of last year, yeah, he should be playing over some of them, or at least as a backup.
And I'm looking at all these quarterbacks that have been acquired. Let's see. Yeah, in this Yahoo Sports thing, total QBs acquired since Colin Kaepernick has been a free agent, 64. Last one signed was Matt McGloin to the Texans on November the 2nd. Total Super Bowl starts by those QBs, 0. Total Super Bowl starts by Kaepernick, 1. How many of these even want to play? Okay, TJ Yates has won a playoff game, so there's one. Mm-hmm. Cutler has won a playoff game. There's two. No. That's why I didn't play. No. Watson is new. Castle didn't know. Yeah, so far those two. Nick Foles won. No, Nick Foles never won a playoff game. Sanchez won a playoff game.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah. Well, he fell off hard. It's that butt fumble.
That and their defense broke down.
So, yeah. Oh, and this motherfucker is back in the league again. Still in the league. What team has gone 0-16 in our lifetime?
The Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm.
Who was their quarterback that year?
Good question.
Dan Orlovsky.
Really? I remember him.
He's still in the league. Matter of fact, not only is he still in the league, he was last signed by the Los Angeles Rams as a backup. If you do not remember who Dan Orlovsky was, he was the dumbass who ran out of the back of the end zone to avoid a sack.
And got a safety.
And didn't know he was doing it. So enough about the quarterback. Like, we already know he's better than all these quarterbacks that are backing up these other people. We already did the ones that he's starting. He's better than, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that. Okay, so now we're back to this whole, like, well, is he being blackballed? Obviously, yes, he is. Well, you can't prove that he's being blackballed. Maybe some teams just don't. Again, Jacksonville and the entire AFC South is proof number one that he's being blackballed. The Browns are proof number two. You can't sit there and tell me that he's not being blackballed if the Browns ain't picking him up because their fucking owner went and took advice from a homeless person as to what quarterback to draft. Matter of fact, how many quarterbacks have they had since they came back into existence?
The most.
Now, tell me they're not being blackballed. Tell me he's not being blackballed.
You know who's getting blackballed?
Who? Who?
I'm not going to say his name. He's not getting blackballed. He's just not good anymore.
Who's this?
He was their quarterback last year. Can't think of him. Oh, Griffin. Robert Griffin III.
Dang. But hold on, hold on. Here's the fucked up part. He's gotten a quarter. He's gotten some invites to training camps before.
Yeah.
Before Kaepernick did. And we all know he ain't no good.
Hell, he fell off.
Because he wouldn't. Well, Shanahan won.
Yeah.
And then, like, he just wouldn't learn. Like, you knew that first hit he took when he was with the Browns. Like, yo, man, slide. Stop trying to get the extra. Slide, just slide. All you got to do. So, like, yeah, back to this whole, like, blackballing thing. Is he being blackballed? And yes. I know, because this is kind of a touchy thing for some white people out there. Like, oh, ESPN, they're bringing all the politics about this. Like, I'm tired of them talking about politics. Look, first off, your president brought politics into sports. Like, this isn't politics, this is race. Race and politics are two different things. If you think race and politics are one and the same, hello to your privilege. Just acknowledge it. And at me if you really think I'm lying. So, like, yeah, this whole notion about him being blackballed. Remember early on in, like, I think it was the summertime he was doing this. Because, like, when it first got out, when Spike Lee first said this, like, in March, like, oh, Colin Kaepernick's being blackballed. I'm like, bruh, it's been a week. Free agency just started. Like, calm down.
Was it him who also said he was getting signed by the Seahawks as a backup? Or who was it? I think it was
Spike Lee.
Anyway, I don't know why somebody would believe that, but.
Yeah, it was just, everybody wants to say, like, oh, well, like. He's being blackballed. And the funny thing is, the ones who are saying that he's not being blackballed are also the ones who have a problem with him kneeling. Just so we're clear about that. But, like, I was one of those who was like, look, I ain't about to be out there saying off-rip he's being blackballed. Mm-hmm. I knew there was a high chance of it happening, but, like, 1 week into free agency? Nah, not doing it. Not doing that. Like, Tony Romo said what he wanted to do. Let's see what he does. Tony Romo retires. Okay, so now the next best quarterback, depending on what you need, if you need a gunslinger, Jay Cutler. If you need a better quarterback overall, Colin Kaepernick. Neither one of those two gets signed. Cutler retires.
And then he comes back.
He came back, and not only did he come back, Dolphins went and got him out of retirement. Cutler didn't even send in saying, hey, I'm available. They said, hey, we need you. Okay.
That man was about to be a sideline reporter right. For Fox.
About to get paid good money. Well, he got paid good money anyway. 1 year, $10 million.
Mm-hmm. And they still losing.
Not even playing.
So, yeah, got a little bit longer in the months. April came, cap still wasn't signed. May came, cap still wasn't signed. The NFL draft happened. That was the next domino to fall. Like, okay, well, let's wait till the people want to say he wasn't being blackballed. Well, let's wait till, what's the thing? The draft. Yeah. Let's wait till then. Draft came and went. Okay. Now what?
Silence. Nothing happening. In the meantime, you got some of those bum-ass quarterbacks that we just talked about get signed. And people are like, oh, well, I mean, you got to think, like, maybe sponsors don't really want him around. Like, eh, to an extent, yeah, but
if why would you? For the kneeling thing, he even said he wasn't doing that anymore because he got his point across.
When did he say this?
I remember him saying that. I'll find it.
I said, yeah, find it. Because people have been saying that, and I'm like, hold on. The only reporter that I trust coming out saying that about him is Dave Zirin. Because Dave Zirin is the only one that's been around Colin Kaepernick. Him and another one, I can't remember his name. But yeah, Dave Zirin is the only, if it ain't coming from Dave Zirin's mouth, I ain't believing it. Because I don't remember Colin Kaepernick saying that he was going to stand. On top of that, if that got out, why is there people still questioning whether or not he wants to play?
Well, this is from Bleacher Report, October 8th. Well, it's Jason LaCofura. Revealed that Kaepernick's intention Sunday. Apparently, it says he hasn't discussed it with anyone.
Ah, if it ain't coming out of Dave Zirin's mouth, I'm not believing it. So then what you have is, of course, Steve Bisciotti thing. Like, well, you gotta pray for us. Like, it's a tenuous situation. Like, our coaching, because apparently John Harbaugh really wanted to go after Cap. Like, he saw it as like, look, he may not be our starter, but we don't know how serious this Flacco injury is. And, like, Flacco has really fallen off since Super Bowl. We talk about quarterbacks who have fallen off.
Super Bowl hangovers. Mm.
So, Harbaugh was in favor of it.
He got a lot of knowledge probably from his brother, too, about it.
Right! Bashadi right there, like, I don't know how I feel about that. Ray Lewis coming out here. Well, you know, if his girlfriend had released the picture, which I do believe, hey, the picture probably did play a part in them not going to go get him. But, Ray, again, from earlier in the podcast, every time you spoke about Colin Kaepernick, it has never been positive. Never.
He's been a little too flip-floppy ever since he became in the media. I wasn't kneeling, I was praying to God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're gonna touch on that
shit. It was Mr. God, what is his name? With Skip. Shannon Sharp went off on him. Man, that was stupid.
Look, Joe Flacco said it best. Ray Lewis talks all the time. About 10% of what he says is actual things you need to listen to. The other 90% is just gibberish.
Yep.
But yeah, Ray Lewis gonna come out here and say like, well, you ain't gotta be out here promoting yourself.
This
like,
is when I always thought he was just a little crazy. Like, I respect Joe or Ray Lewis, mm-hmm. but it was before the Super Bowl. He's in a garage or something mm-hmm. like this, pumping up the teams before the game. Someone's recording him. I need to find that for you. But he's pumping up both of the teams. He does one for Atlanta and for New England. It's incredible.
What? Why?
I don't know why, but he's in someone's garage.
Okay, back to what's this other one? Okay, so like a former players. Another tangent. Ray Lewis ain't the only one that's been critical of Colin Kaepernick. Remember when Michael Vick said, hey, he needs to cut his hair?
Yeah, Michael Vick is stupid.
Well, no.
What does his haircut have Hold anything on. To do
time
with
out,
it?
Time out. Look at who said that. Michael Vick said that. Listen. Michael Vick, who, like, did one of the biggest America crimes possible in killing dogs, mm-hmm. people, they're four-legged bitches.
Hey.
Like, they ain't shit. They have no lives. Stop it. Get over it. That being said, because I had to say that, and you probably know reaction I'm going to get to that.
Oh, that's going to be a bad reaction.
Yeah, just think about it. He was out here killing dogs. All he knows about getting back into good people's good graces is contrition.
Yeah.
Everything he's done since he's been out of jail. Not to offend. So, like, for him to say that, I can understand him in particular saying, hey, the haircut might be bad. Now, that being said, Michael Vick. You tried to get a dog in 2014, and people went up in... they lost their shit because of it.
I remember that. He was saying it was for, like, his daughter or something. Right. Like that. Yeah.
Like, you done already did your time, and people still don't want you to have a dog. And that's in your private life. And also, again, cornrows. If you ever wore cornrows, you can't talk about somebody else's appearance.
I just don't think in today's day and age, especially as an athlete, they're allowed to do whatever they want with their hair and not...
Right.
That's the haircut. Like, I don't really get it. I can see you want to make your clean cut image, but mm-hmm. no.
All my life, I've hated what my dad said. I hated what my sister said. I hated what my mom said. I hated what my pastor said. I hated what my employer said. I hated what my teacher said. You talk to me about that shit about my hair looking wild. I ain't listening to you.
I can see what Michael Vick was trying to say, like, oh, I'm a probably good example to listen to. Look what I've come back from.
And that's where Michael Vick fucked up. Because, yo, Michael Vick, what you did was a felony. What did Colin Kaepernick do that was a felony?
Yeah. They're completely different. The haircut is not going to fix it.
And then back to the people who saying Colin Kaepernick wasn't blackballed. Well, like, Michael Vick, he was out of the league for a while. Like, yes, because he was in jail. Yeah. And secondly, why are you comparing Colin Kaepernick to Michael Vick?
They're not comparable at all.
No, nowhere near comparable.
I don't think he's ever done anything legally wrong.
Matter of fact, hold on, I think I even talked about this shit. Let me go find this shit on my Facebook, because yeah, I did do that shit for a long ass time. Wow.
Yep.
The second half of July, yep.
Damn, it was that far back?
Yeah, second half of July and the first half of August.
Right around training camp.
Yeah, I think it was probably because of it was one of these quarterbacks that got signed that I just got like so pissed off about. That's my phone. That's probably Desiree.
Who's that lady? Who's that lady?
Yeah, that's definitely Desiree.
Oh yeah, Chad Henne's still in the league too.
Yeah, he's a backup for someone.
Matt Moore's still in the league as well.
He had to start. He's been a backup his entire career.
Again.
I remember he was on the Cowboys. We thought...
Here we go. So, like, this is a status I wrote, like, back in July, the last day of July, actually. I'm going to read it word for word. Remember when people who were really trying hard to say Cap isn't being blackballed will use the Michael Vick as a comparison point? How is that a fair comparison? Vick committed a crime involving four-legged bitches that roam the earth. If, and I do mean if, you really want to make a comparison to Cap's circumstance, the best player would have been Riley Cooper. Y'all remember him, right? The former Eagles wide receiver that said at a country music concert he would fight every nigger, and did the arm motion pointing around every nigger in here. But see, therein lies the problem with saying Cap isn't being blackballed. Because if you're quick to compare him to Vic, then I know that you know Vic is an ex-con. Which then means either you're comparing Cap to Vic because they're black running quarterbacks that you have unreasonably high disdain for what they did because it honestly didn't directly affect you. Really, it didn't directly affect you. Or you think that what Cap and Vic did are both on par with each other, which is bullshit and you know it. See, Riley Cooper was also blackballed from the league. But you can't bring yourself to compare him to Cap because, hey, Cap disrespected the flag. An inanimate object, cloth.
You can get in some trouble.
I could get in some trouble, but I mean, you look at where some of the stuff is made and who voted who into office, and you go, really? Well, yeah. See, Riley Cooper was also blackballed from the league, but you can't bring yourself to compare him to Cap because, hey, Cap disrespected the flag. An inanimate object made in China, Texas, California, Korea. Whereas Coop just, and I do mean just, quotation marks around it, said nigger. Never mind the position he plays at and the two positions that cover a wide receiver are mostly black. There's no way in hell he'll face backlash. Yeah, there's no way in hell he'll face backlash for that on the playing field. Both did something that offended a race of people. But to those that both were firmly upset about Cap kneeling while at the same time denying that any forms of politics play any part of him yet to be signed while teams are out here giving RG3 another chance to show that he ain't learned shit from his injuries. Kneeling is worse than a non-black person saying nigger. Well, unless you're Tim Tebow, then he's just Jesus personified in the modern era. Oh yeah, Cap's still unsigned.
Tebow's still unsigned.
Yeah, but he had the option to go out on his own. Yeah. People still here still trying to give Tebow a chance in the league. Skip Bayless still on TV talking about Tim Tebow.
Don't bring up Skip Bayless when it comes to Tebow. It's just ridiculous. Yeah, I know,
but just still.
That man is enjoying his life playing baseball now. Well, baseball's over now.
But, like, nah, it's, you got all that. I
forgot about Riley Cooper.
Exactly.
He was good, though. He was just in a good system that year.
He was decent enough. He's better than some of these wide receivers that are still playing today. But we all know why he's not in the league. If you forgot why he's not in the league.
Is Richie Incognito still in the league?
Yes, Richie Incognito is still in the league.
And what he did was worse than Riley Cooper.
His was worse. Let's talk about all the players who are still in the league that have done some shit. Worse than what Kaepernick did. Matter of fact, no. We'll up the stats. Worse than what Riley Cooper did.
Okay.
We'll talk about the ones that did stuff worse than Riley Cooper. So Richie Incognito, who has been known to be a bully ever since his days as St. Louis Ram. Bully Jonathan Martin out the league.
Poor guy.
Who else? One of the Pouncey brothers. Well, both Pounceys are still in the league. And I mean, reputation goes a long way with those two. How many people in the league now that got a DUI or DWI?
Lot.
The Cowboys had a player who was still on the team after he killed one of his teammates.
Yep.
Ryan Mallett, who, like, in quarterback heaven, is doing the absolute worst to make sure he never gets signed, is still on the team. Ryan Mallett went to a quarterback camp with, who was it? It was Peyton Manning's quarterback camp. Dude got thrown out because he wouldn't go to bed on time. He was always showing up late, and he always had a bad attitude. Which, by the way, thank you, Ndamukong Suh. I've been waiting for somebody to do that shit to him all my life.
Ryan Mallett?
Yes. Also, for you Ohio State Buckeye fans, remember when y'all was going through that losing streak to the SEC? Yeah, that's the one quarterback that you can guarantee was going to give y'all that victory. But like, all these
shit. My voice is running dry.
But all you got all this other stuff happening in the league. Well, oh hey, like, well, he's not being blackballed. It's not politics being played in here. He's not, like, he's just not good enough. And like, really, if you're still saying he's not good enough, I need you to give me specifics as to why he's not good enough. I can give you specifics as to why he's good enough to still be in the league. Like, he gets 16-4 touchdowns. He has a 4-1 touchdown interception ratio the last year he played. That's good enough to be in the league. Because at that time, let me go back and find it. I think only Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Sam Bradford, and I think that one was more of a fluke than anything, but still, Sam Bradford, those Matt Ryan, those were the only quarterbacks at the time who had a better touchdown to interception ratio than he did. And they all had better wide receivers. True. And then you got the people out here who, on top of that, is like, well, maybe it's because of his stance against police brutality, knowing that he's not protesting the flag. Yeah. They're saying, well, maybe if he wasn't protesting the police, he might be no. Sort of be invited to these places. I'm like, okay, cool. Better question for you. These places that you talk of, what's their relationship with the black community, their police department with the black community? Because, yo, I can see why Steve Bisciotti, the Baltimore's owner, might be a little bit hesitant to bring him in. Because if he brings him in, oh, yeah, that police union is going to have a fit. But then again, we all watch The Wire. White people, you love bringing up that you watch The Wire, among other black things, when it comes to black people talking about police and brutality. You know how the Baltimore police operate. Freddie Gray told y'all how the Baltimore police operate. Matter of fact, let me go back to this NFL page. Let's see. Just nationally known. I can name, let's see, nope. New York, so there's two there. Their police department have a bad relationship with black people in their community. Baltimore has a bad relationship with their black people in their community. Cincinnati has been known to have racism issues. Like, I mean, you think I'm kidding? Go look at 2001 race riots. Cleveland, Tamir Rice. And, like, the softest police union of all the NFL police unions. Oh, we want them to issue us an apology because they knelt. Shut the fuck up! You knew the job you was taking when you took it! But anyway, let's see. Tennessee's good. Houston! Dear Republicans, when you talk about black-on-black crime, when other black people talk about police brutality, why don't you talk about Houston? Hey, refrigerator, how you doing? Indianapolis ain't all that bad. Denver ain't bad. Los Angeles, Oakland, Kansas City. Is Kansas City in
Kansas?
Okay, so that should be, no, that's not the one. Okay. No. The one on Kansas City. Okay, so they're out of this. Philadelphia, definitely. Their relationship ain't all that good. Dallas is okay.
I don't know, after what that one guy did, killed all those cops. You remember him? And they sent a drone and blew him up.
Oh, they got him?
I'm pretty sure they killed him with the drone. Oh. He had killed several cops.
Okay, well, I don't know about that then. Minnesota, I doubt even has enough black people to register on this list. Them in Green Bay, I doubt they have enough black people.
Yeah, just being honest.
I mean, yo, the Milwaukee Bucks backup center, John Henson, got the police called on him when he walked into a jewelry store. Damn. That kind of lets you know how that goes up there. Detroit? Nah. That's a Detroit thing. Like, that's different. Chicago? Yeah, Chicago. New Orleans?
Pretty much every big city you could think of, though.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Tampa Bay?
I don't know.
Yeah, Tampa Bay kind of has issues. Jacksonville, not really. Seattle's actually worked on some reform, though, so I'll kind of let them slide a little bit. Not much. Arizona, definitely.
Why isn't their name after a team or a city? Why Arizona? Just Arizona, yeah.
Because I think they were in St. Louis before they moved to Arizona.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you have all that, like, the police unions out there who might be offended by Kaepernick's existence. And again, I asked the question, couldn't their relationship with black people in their community be better?
Let me slow down. Let me go back to this other status I made. Then there's the whole, like, you know, his disrespecting the troops, disrespecting the military thing about it.
Yeah.
Now, never mind the fact that he met with Nate Boyer, a Green Beret, who kind of persuaded him to, like, not sit, but kneel.
Yeah.
You know what? Before I get to that.
Because he did sit before, and then he went to the kneel.
He sat 2 weeks, and nobody caught wind of it. Two people caught wind of it in 2 weeks.
And then Marshawn Lynch, he had been doing it for a while.
Marshawn Lynch has been sitting this entire season. Jack Del Rio, who profoundly proclaimed, anybody who sits on my team ain't playing and they're getting cut. Marshawn Lynch has just been cut.
Marshawn Lynch gets that, oh, it's Marshawn treatment. Lynch is okay with
me. But here's the fucked up part. Marshawn Lynch and Martellus Bennett have been sitting. Martellus Bennett tells you why he's sitting, and you get more angry at him than Marshawn Lynch, who ain't gonna tell you shit.
Because he's funny.
Well, what does that also tell you?
Exactly. And he said, Martellus Bennett, didn't he just come out and say he's retiring after this year?
Yeah, he's been playing for a while. I didn't realize how long he'd actually been playing, either.
And he was on, he's been on a couple teams. Chicago, Dallas, New England.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there somebody else before that? Like between Chicago and Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
We'll look that up later. But yeah, like, back to the veteran thing. Yeah, so like he's disrespecting all these veterans and whatnot. And maybe y'all could look up this research for me, maybe not. I don't necessarily care. But go look up what Reagan, H.W. Bush, Clinton, W. Bush, Obama, and Trump have all done for the veterans' disabilities programs. Look up everything they've done for your veterans that you so desperately care about. Then compare that to the $500,000 that Colin Kaepernick has given to Meals on Wheels. Go compare that to his $1 million pledge that he gave once he started this protest. Just go ahead and do it. Tell me what you come back with.
Well, they're going to see, but steal. And that's what they say.
Hmm. Yeah, well, they can butt steal my ass. Some of them might actually try to do it.
Oh, it was the Giants. He played for them, too.
Yeah, I figured that. And then the actual politics that come into play when it comes to talking about Colin Kaepernick. So, like, yeah, he has this collusion lawsuit going on right now. And people are like, well, it's going to be pretty hard to prove that they're colluding. And I'm like, yeah, it kind of is going to be pretty hard to get concrete evidence that they're colluding against him. However, me, again, the AFC South, I don't think I need to say anymore. But still, I need proof. Okay. Jerry Jones. What was it that he did?
Oh, they knelt before the national anthem.
No, that wasn't what I was about to say. I just lost it. Because I was about to put him and Papa John together for something.
That guy is...
Hold on. Sidetrack. I forgot about Papa John's existing. I'm not even going to lie about it.
Well, like, being pizza?
Yes,
or...
like, in general, like, being pizza.
Because they're expensive and it's not that great.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. Like, the pizza that I eat, I go Domino's, what's the other ones? Little Caesars, Cassano's, and in Dayton, we got Marion's and... Yeah, Cassano, so like, yo. Hey, Papa John, though, but the reason why your sales are down doesn't really have anything to do
with
football.
It's been a couple years before football. It was that, and people, I think he was saying something like, if you vote for Obama or something, you're going to be fired or something a couple years ago.
Yeah. I do like how everybody's now starting to get reacquainted with Papa John. I'm like, yeah, Papa John been like this.
The only reason people even, I just like the commercials because Peyton Manning's sometimes funny. But even then, he doesn't care enough for me to care.
Yeah. Damn, what was I about to say about Jerry Jones? Fuck.
Was it because he said something about none of his players are allowed to kneel?
Yeah, okay, there it is. Okay, so, Jerry Jones has been very outspoken about this. None of my players are going to protest. None of my players are going to kneel during the national anthem. We will respect them. If they do, they will get cut. Hey, Jerry.
We already knew that. Your players already knew that. You guys had a discussion about this. Why are you still out here trying to beat that drum? Like, at this point, there's been, what, I think 3 players on the Cowboys now who have protested. One has been cut.
One, yeah. Who was it? One of them got recently cut, but he was going to get cut for roster moves because of our kicker being hurt.
Yeah.
That was just this week, actually, or 2 weeks ago.
That I knew, but I'm like, yo, Irving been out here protesting ever since you keep beating that drum. I haven't seen him get cut. I haven't seen him lose playing time. Nothing.
Who, Bruce Irving?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was doing that, but he was suspended. He couldn't even have the ability to kneel until Green Bay.
That was the end. Yeah. He did it. It was like the song was almost over with, then he just raised his fist.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, Jerry, you said none of your players are going to do this. And I think that kind of becomes the issue. It's like, yo, some of these billionaires out here, Bob McNair, out here trying to tell their players, like, yo, you're not going to do this. Hey, man, like, disrespect don't fly in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, you know these players are, like, some type of crazy. They don't take too well disrespect.
The one thing I didn't really like, and it's not about, like, the owners, but it's about certain people getting mad that certain people aren't doing stuff. Like, if they don't want to risk, like, their sponsorships and stuff like that, that's mm-hmm. their right. They don't have to. Like, people are coming at Dan's like, why aren't you doing this and that?
Money.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't want to mess up his pockets, that's him.
And that I completely okay. understand.
Just because you don't do it doesn't mean you don't stand that they stand for police brutality.
Right.
So,
but that's kind of like people's mind in general. Like, yo, you funny with everybody else's money until it comes time for your money.
Yeah.
Because like you telling like people watch go up and say pockets. Like people talking like, oh, there's Brian, you a seller. Like, okay, cool. You got something at your job I know you despise. You willing to protest that? Like, I mean, shoot.
It's always different because we see them making millions, but.
And also what's happened because of, like, this anthem thing that you guys keep wanting to talk about it being an anthem when it's not about the anthem. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say this right here, right now. Damn it, I wish Andre was here to testify to this. It has been, I think, almost since 2008? No, because Obama won 2008. So, yeah, he was inaugurated in 2009. So, since 2009, I don't think I've ever been in a room, unless I was in a military room, for the national anthem.
What do you mean, like, during the games?
Yeah, like games, anywhere. Anywhere they're playing the national anthem. Like, nah, I get up and walk out.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Get up, walk out, or I literally do just actually sit.
They were never played on TV except for Super Bowls. Now they're played because it's cool to see who's going to kneel.
And that's when people come and say, see, it's the protest is making me stop watching football. Bullshit, man. We just went through a list of all these mediocre quarterbacks in the league. These horrendous quarterbacks in the league. If I'll sit there and tell you right now, name me 5 good units in the NFL. Like, not good teams, just good units. Teams that have good units. Great units. Could you name them? Because I can give you the New England Patriots offense. I can give you the Denver Broncos defense. I can give you Oakland Raiders special teams. After that, I'm struggling. And then some of y'all who are out here saying, like, well, I'm leaving football because, like, the players are protesting. You do realize they're not showing the national anthem, like, during. They're not showing you the national anthem, like, as it's happening. They're showing you it afterwards, like, once the game has started. So your viewership is already kind of counted once you tune in. But, yeah, this whole thing where it's, like, viewership's down because of protests. No, it's not. Viewership's down because people are cutting cords. Overexposure. Have you watched a Thursday Night Football game this year? Neither have I.
I see them at the end. There's only been one that was really good. That was L.A. and San Francisco.
Yeah, the one that shouldn't have been good. Yeah, that one turned out being good.
Amazing.
But even then, like, nah, the only Thursday Night Football game I watch is the first one of the year.
It just shouldn't be on.
Right. And even your Monday Night Football games.
They're only good after the, or more exciting to watch after Thanksgiving, or once the Thanksgiving Thursday night games start, then they're okay to watch, I think. But before that, I think they're stupid.
I didn't even watch them. The only Thursday night football, like the last 3 years, the only Thursday night football games I watched, the start of the year, the championship, like when they're getting their champions rings, mm-hmm. all those teams, that and
there's, and the Thanksgiving. Teams should only have one a season. I don't like the stupid two in a season. Dallas gets 2 in a row. They have them for Thanksgiving, then they have another Thursday game the next
week. Well, no, I can get that because you're giving them a week off.
That's stupid. We only need one Thursday night game per team a year. I don't like when teams have two of them.
Well, wait, who are they playing?
I don't know. That's, I just know we've had two of them back-to-back years now.
Oh.
I get the little break, but that's stupid.
But it's like, yeah, people are talking about viewership down and like...
Thursday night games were down last year.
Yeah, but last year we all had the thing about it being a presidential year. Oh, and that's how it usually works every now and again. Yeah. But I'm still looking at you like, okay, cool. These last 5 years, name me five good Thursday night football games that weren't on Thanksgiving, nor were they the first Thursday night of the game year.
That would be tough because there weren't even that many played.
Mm-hmm.
It just started becoming a weekly thing.
And even then, I'll be like, okay, fine, not games. Give me the 10 best moments from Thursday Night Football over the last 3 years.
You can do Monday night moments.
I was saying, we can do Monday night moments. That's easy. Thursday night, though, nah, you can't get that. And then your 1 o'clock games, bro, I've stopped watching CBS at 1 o'clock. I'm living in Dayton, Ohio. They show the Bengals all the fucking time. I'm not watching that. Not watching them at all. Bengals
or Browns are always on.
Right, and I'm not sitting through that.
This week, you can watch the 4 o'clock game.
Who's playing? Who's the 4 o'clock game?
It's probably going to be... It's Kansas City, Dallas.
Let me see this.
Because Romo's calling it.
Well, who's a 1 o'clock game? Because, okay, we're going to have that Cincinnati-Jacksonville game. That may actually be good, but you also got Atlanta-Carolina. That's probably going to be on Fox. You also got Denver and Philadelphia. I'd rather see that over Cincinnati and Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay and New Orleans... Solely because of the quarterback battle, I'd rather see that over Cincinnati and Jacksonville. But yeah, you got all these different variables as to why the NFL is losing viewership. And like, if you keep saying that it's just about the protests, then what agenda do you really have? And by the way, while I'm fucking there now, before President. And I do use that term loosely. Trump came out here and called the players sons of bitches. Like, you do realize the kneeling was kind of slowing down, right? Like, all this talk about viewership being down. Week 2, it was down. But then week 3, like the Sunday after, President, loosely, Trump, called the players SOBs, viewership went up. Matter of fact, week 3 was the highest viewed week of the season. But you're telling me it's because of the protest that is down. And then that entire week, because I remember getting like into a little online Facebook fight about this. One of my friends had shared a status from one of his friends talking about like, well, these players out here protesting police brutality, but what about Chicago? What about black-on-black crime?
We've talked about that before, though. Players have talked about it.
And my response to that was like, my question to this person and you for posting this, like, other than using this as deflection, if Chance the Rapper, if Dwayne Wade, if Oprah Winfrey, if Bill Cosby, if Derrick Rose, if none of these people came out here and talked about Chicago on a loud platform, if Common and Kanye West didn't rap about it, would you know anything about it?
Yeah.
And I say this both to both Democrats and Republicans who want to use this because, yo, if you're a Republican using this, yeah, I know you don't know shit about this unless a black person is out loud said this. And every time black people as a whole start talking about black-on-black crime, we're coming to you like, hey, can you help out with it? And you're like, nah, go do it yourself. Like, well, what about black-on-black crime? Why don't y'all handle that before you go talk about police brutality? Like, name something black people. Look, we had a problem with hip-hop being way too misogynistic late 90s, well, yeah, throughout the 90s and, like, early parts of 2000s.
I would say it's not that much misogynistic to me nowadays.
Right, now because we've kind of rectified it.
Yeah.
But, like, now we kind of got to get away from these dumb mumble rappers. Yeah. And, yeah, we got to get away from them. And we'll rectify that. Realize something. In the black community, if we want something done and we can do it, oh, it's going to get done. It may take some time, but it's going to get done. We've had this thing with black-on-black crime, especially in Chicago, since the interstates went up in the 40s and 50s. We've been trying this for a long time. Then Nixon comes in and infiltrates the system with drugs. Then Reagan does this whole Reaganomics thing that's been in place all the way up until Obama came up, which is part of the reason why half y'all motherfuckers hate Obama in the first fucking place, because he undid everything that Reaganomics was doing, which benefits black people, but benefits all of you motherfuckers. I know I'm using motherfuckers a lot, but hey, I'm a black person. Have you heard Bernie Mac's use on the word motherfucker? It could be a noun or a verb, a person, place, or a thing. Follow along. Anywho, So yeah, if you Republican and you talking about this black on black stuff, like, yo, okay, cool. Y'all gonna handle white on white crime? Y'all gonna, like, you know, get on this incest thing? Kentucky, we talking about y'all. Y'all have, like, the highest rate of incest babies in all the United States. I want to talk about the Confederate flag that y'all still want to fight about. It's heritage, not hate. We're trying to change the meaning of it. Then get rid of the Ku Klux Klan. Get rid of Richard Spencer. Get rid of Donald Trump. Get rid of all these motherfuckers, man. It's not that hard to do for you guys, because you guys actually have the power, white men. So yeah, I was on the status, and I was just bringing all this stuff up. Like, yo, while she's bringing this up as a deflection, like, we've already kind of addressed this, and we're still working on it. You guys know where to be found, but if you actually care this much to bring up Chicago right now, do you know any way to help? Do you know any of the community projects online that you can donate to help stop this problem? Because y'all quick to send gift baskets over to Africa because you still think that they're third world country. By the way, that's racism right there, just in case you didn't know. Because you think they still over there living tribal and whatnot. And again, not just saying that it's just racism. Look at Egypt. Please, go look at how Egypt is living. Like, it's not all that bad. But you're so quick to send it there, but you ain't quick to help us out here. You're not quick to help us out in Chicago. So if you're Republican and you're talking that, you're talking that same noise about Houston? You're talking that same noise when it comes to Florida? Matter of fact, I'll bring up the murder capital of USA. Shit. Damn it, I just forgot about it. But it's somewhere in Delaware. I think Williamsburg, Delaware. You're talking about that? And to the Democrats who are bringing this shit up, because, you guys are the chief reason why I hate being called a Democrat. And I ain't no Democrat. Let's get that shit straight right fucking now, if I haven't gotten that clear throughout these couple episodes on the podcast.
You sure?
Oh, I'm positive. Red or blue? What state is Illinois? It's a blue state, right? Presidentially speaking, it's a blue state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll say this.
Chicago's had this problem for really since the 20s. It died down a little bit in the 30s, and then it rose back up in the 50s and 60s. And it's been getting worse ever since. Democrats, when the fuck are y'all gonna do something about this shit? But as I was on this status trying to explain myself, like, yo, like, I get where she's coming at with this, even though it's stupid and nowhere near what we're talking about here. Like, does she actually care about this, or is she just bringing this up at the moment of, like, oh, hey, we're talking about black people's cop on black crime, not black on black crime?
Yeah.
So then this stupid motherfucker comes commenting on this, and it's not the person who shared this, it's some other person. Random. Yeah, talking about, you can get off of here with your left-wing liberal propaganda bullshit.
Propaganda.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this stupid motherfucker. Okay, I'm going to say this again. If you want to have a serious conversation, this is what I'm talking about. Like, it is a diversion. It is, you're diluting the product, because you're sitting here talking about, like, oh, hey, it's, you're black, you might want to handle black-on-black crime before you handle cop-on-black crime, when neither of the two can, like, coincide with each other. If we're over here talking about cop on black crime, we're talking about how the cops perceive black people in a non-threatening role versus how black people perceive black people. I need to check this shit, because she's...
Is it her? Her phone is on 2%.
What does that mean?
Okay, but yeah. So he came on there talking that noise about, like, oh, left-wing liberal propaganda bullshit. I'm just sitting there like, yo, man, I'm not on here trying to have that type of discussion. Like, this dude shared the status, and he said, like, thoughts, anyone can comment. I'm like, okay, cool. The only black person, because I went back and looked at the status that he shared, is like, a lot of white people loving it. A lot of white people, and they all have flags, they all have pictures of dogs. I'm like, yeah, this is the typical middle-class Republican right here. Like, they all have those same pictures. I'm like, okay, so, like, not one black person is commenting on this, not one black person like this. So, like, let me give you context of this shit. cool. This ain't really what this is about. And if it was about that, if black people were having a national discussion about Chicago or black on black crime, we already know through history that white people, y'all don't really want to get involved with that.
But he's still on there like, oh, you still on there talking that liberal bullshit? You, like, what was the one statement he said? It's like, the cop killings that happen to black people, first off, it happens to white people more. I'm like, way to go, you can fucking add.
You have more people.
Right, 75% of the country is white. Yeah, it's going to happen to you more. Why the hell aren't you outraged by that shit still? Because if you was to fuck up at work, you'd be fired. They fuck up, they still getting paid. Well, we can't find nobody to do this job. Like, well, who wants to do that job? Maybe white people have a different thing about it, but black people are like, nah, we ain't really trying to do that job. Well, how are you going to change the system if you don't infiltrate from within? Lawmakers. Voting. Speaking of voting, it's now November 4th.
Next Tuesday
will be...
This Tuesday.
So that would be what? November 6th. The 8th? No, 5th,
6th. It'll be the 6th. Wait.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah,
7th. Yeah, 7th. Let me ask you this, Keenan, just personally speaking. Anybody been talking about voting?
Democrat?
No. Just voting in general on Facebook, on your Facebook.
Oh, no one talks about voting unless it's election year for presidential election year.
I thought voting was essential.
It's really more important now than it is, I would say, during presidential elections.
Why were we making such a big deal about it in 2016 and everybody who didn't vote, oh, we're going to unfriend you, but why aren't we making a big deal about it now?
Same reason why P. Diddy had the vote or die shirt. That was the first year I think you've ever voted, too. Voting now, in my opinion, is more important than always voting in the presidential election. The stuff that happens to you locally. Whatever. You don't have to vote. It's your right.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm on the record of saying I honestly don't care if you vote or not. I don't really. It's not my place.
I don't like that people get mad if you say you don't or didn't vote. It's your right.
However, and damn, I really wish Charisma was here. Don't come at me with that shit that you're an American because you vote. Oh, bullshit. Man. Nah, motherfucker. I got some taxes here. Taxation without representation, motherfucker. Nah.
My taxes say I'm American.
I have a say regardless if I vote or not because of them damn taxes. Like, don't. Nope. They don't come arrest you if you don't vote. They'll arrest you if you don't pay your taxes. So, yeah. Just thought I'd get that out there. But yeah, this guy was still on here. He's talking on our notes. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. Let me play with this dude for a little bit. So I just started, like, sending off gifts and stuff and just whatnot. And he's just like, oh, real childish right there. I thought you was on here trying to have a serious conversation. I'm like, I was, but, like, you obviously don't want to have it. So let's go back and forth. Then I added him as a friend.
Wait, he accepted you?
Yeah, he accepted me because he was going through my profile trying to pick off things to say back to me that I know I said. I'm like, dude, I know I said this and I'm not backing down from it. So I added him as a friend. We messaged each other. We talked. We had a good time. We both found out that, hey, we're both not actually like associated to the party. We're both conspiracy theorists. Mm-hmm. Then he invited me over like, hey, probably sometime that Saturday, come by, have some drinks with you, show you, talk about different types of conspiracy theorists. Like, okay, cool. I have no problem with that. Really enjoy talking to you. Like, yeah, I do too. Next morning, I blocked him.
All right.
I mean, when I'm sitting here telling you, I'm not, and I kept asking, like, yo, what makes you think I'm a liberal? Wouldn't answer that question. So you weren't going to answer the question that I'm a liberal, and I got to tell you, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe in, like, I'm not a fucking Democrat. I'm not a liberal. Well, I may be a little bit liberal, but I ain't no Democrat. You ain't damn sure going to call me that shit. All of a sudden, I say I'm a conspiracy theorist. Now you want to listen to me. Like, oh, okay, I can listen to you now. Dumbass. But, like, you got all this politicking. Like, and again, if you think talking about race, because I see this happen a lot with some of my, I wouldn't even say, like, Republican friends, because not the young ones, it's more the older ones. Who's like, they're leaving ESPN because they talk too much politics. Nah, that's diversity. Like, they talking race. Race isn't politics. I don't want to listen to ESPN radio at 10 o'clock. Okay, don't. You still got Mike and Mike until November 17th.
Yep.
If you really don't want to talk about politics, the Russillo show every Thursday, they don't talk about politics on air.
Jalen Jacoby, they good for a couple of laughs, and they good at pop culture stuff. So now don't come at me with this whole thing about it being about politics. Like, well, I'll go over to Fox Sports. Fox Sports has the ESPN rejects.
Yeah.
Oh, or the people who didn't get enough notification at CBS Sports. Just because you go in there, and I know why they're saying they're going to Fox Sports because of Clay Travis. I'm like, yo, if you're one of those who are really fervent on this whole, like, it's an anthem protest and not a police brutality protest, Clay Travis is not the person you want to be propping up. He is not. I'd rather, and I suggest you go Will Kane instead of Clay Travis. Because at least Will Kane can defend his position a lot better. He doesn't change his position based on whatnot. He can be a little bit unfair at times.
Yeah.
But he at least can explain himself, and he knows how to also, like, take the Republican out of Stephen A. Smith. I've never seen that happen. Jesus Christ. Like, that's one thing I do. That's why I kind of like Will Kane. Like, yo, he makes Stephen A. Smith look like a baby. But, like, nah, go that way. Will Kane's still out here saying that he don't know what the protest is about, but you sitting out here arguing. Now that's stupid, but at least say that. Don't go out with Clay Travis saying, like, oh, well, Richard Spencer is a visionary. He's a luminous. He knows what America needs. Like, yeah, no, don't. In a vacuum, maybe. No, not in application. Whew. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else I want to get off my chest? I'm going to do a couple more of these episodes. Because I didn't even get to the actual politics side of it.
When's the time if he actually does get signed?
Now, who you think going to have the ball to sign him?
I don't know. The team that who could have done it, or who people speculated, and they're not going to do it now.
Who was that team?
New England, just because of them trading their backup. That's who everyone... I forgot that's a...
I don't know. I don't mind that we traded Garoppolo, but, like...
Who's your backup now?
Oh, my God, it's Brian Hoyer.
Oh, yeah. Hey, still freaking... You still got your quarterback. Or not your quarterback, your coach, Bill Belichick. He makes miracles happen somehow. He makes bad quarterbacks decent, and then they leave, and they're like, wow, Matt Castle.
Matt Castle wasn't even that good that year, though. He just won games, again, because of Randy Moss.
Yeah.
And that defense.
Great general manager he is. Yeah. Even though I don't think he's officially a general manager.
But it's just... Yeah, because I don't think I fully touched on the actual politics side of this story. Or the lawsuit. I just kind of started rambling on because I've been holding this shit in for God knows how long. It's been a long time. I'm looking back through some of these status. Drew Stanton still in the league. Cap still on sign. That was
a long time coming.
People talking about, like, oh, and that's the other thing too. People out here talking about, like, oh, these players need to stand, or else, like, you need to force, like, Trump said. Need to force these players to stand. Like, no, don't do that. Don't.
So will they be upset if they stand and then they raise their fist then?
Because that's more black than kneeling. That's more black than, that's the blackest thing they could possibly do.
Like, remember the Olympics?
By the way, the white guy, the New Zealand white guy that was on the podium when they did that, yo, he suffered too.
Yeah.
Have you read that about him?
Mm-mm.
Read up on him. He suffered when he got back to New Zealand. Like, at least Tommy and the two black guys,
yeah,
they at least had each other when they got back here.
He was by himself.
Yeah. And boy, did they make him suffer.
But, yeah.
But, I don't know.
If he wins the case, which I find it hard because the NFL finds ways to win all these things, they're going to win with Ezekiel Elliott,
too. Here's the thing, though.
Tom Brady, they won. They don't lose in those court situations for some reason.
Because they can make it go on. But I will say this. The lawyer that Colin Kaepernick went and got, I don't know if the NFL can survive this.
Because the owners that he went and subpo- that went and got
Jerry Jones,
Kraft, McNair, York, who's the Seattle guy? Seattle. I want to know who the other two are.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, like, yo, what owners do you actually want to go after? What owners are you wasting your time with? I'll tell you the owner that I think he's going to waste his time with if he tries to go after is the Detroit owner. The Ford family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, her? Nah, don't go after her. She's a woman in a man's game. Nah, she ain't one to fuck with. Just go ahead and skip over that one.
Probably Green Bay, they're kind of owned by, like, the people. Multiple people.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, you can't really go after them. You might want to go after one John Mara.
Is that Atlanta?
Mm-mm, that's the New York Giants.
Oh.
You know, the owner who sat there when Ray Rice got hit with his 2-game suspension, like, oh, domestic abuse, it's a black and white issue. Then their kicker gets caught with it, and we find out he's been doing this for years, and you've known about it. Well, we gotta take our time with these issues.
Oh, man.
Can't take your time once you done put your name on it, man. And I think now people are starting to figure out that, A, the NFL is more conservative than you actually realize. B, white people in particular, they're starting to realize that they hate the players way more than they love the game. And yeah, that's racist code. And C, we ain't going to have no NFL in 2021. That lockout's definitely happening.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely happening.
Oh, after they've seen the contracts these other players are getting in the NBA alone?
Oh, yeah. And that's my thing. Like, yo, why y'all looking at the NBA players like they funny? Nah.
Baseball.
Thank you. That's the one.
Baseball is where they make baseball and soccer. And soccer because it's more of a world thing.
Yeah.
Baseball. Oh, my God. You just have to have maybe one good year and you can get a 10-year, $300 million contract. And you're set. Guaranteed.
That's like shit. Like, I get it. NFL players, y'all.
If I want a kid, you don't play sports. Try baseball or soccer or be a very good kicker.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind him doing basketball. Or hockey.
Hockey, yeah. You just be really good at hockey.
Nah. If you black, you just got to be exceptional.
Yeah, well, if you're black and you're a hockey player.
Oh,
yeah.
You're amazing, for a while.
Yeah. You have to be amazing then.
Although, don't go to Montreal because they'll kick you out just because of race.
Yeah.
But, let me rephrase this. Not the city of Montreal. The city of Montreal loves P.K. Subban. It's that organization that we have a problem with. They kicked him out. P.K. Subban led the Nashville Predators almost to the Stanley Cup championship. They got to the Stanley Cup finals. And Montreal got ousted in the first round. Matter of fact, I don't think Montreal made the playoffs. No, yeah, they lost in the first round. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, we didn't like his personality. We didn't like his style. What does that mean, Montreal? What does that mean, Canadians? What are you talking about? What about his personality and style that you not like? Like dude was out here giving $100 million to the children's hospital in Montreal. Like he helped raise up some of that shit. Like, and you got a problem? Okay. I should go through and read some of these statuses now that I'm looking at them. It's kind of like, yo. What if Kaepernick was offered a minimum contract to be a backup and he turned it down? He's not a minimum contract player. Yeah, for most teams, which is every team that is not the Browns.
How old is he?
Who, Kaepernick?
Yeah, he's not even. He has to be 30-something.
I say he turned something today.
He's been only for 7 years.
He might turn 30 today because today's his birthday.
Oh, he is 30.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yesterday, okay.
But like, nah, just all this noise about, well, the protests are what's causing the NFL to lose ratings, so Papa John's saying. The only reason why Papa John's saying that is because Jerry Jones is starting to rage a war against Roger Goodell. And by the way to go, Roger Goodell, you're starting to become a leader. It's kind of fucked up, though, that this is the one time you want to lead, and now half the owners kind of want your ass out of power. That kind of shows you how racist some of these owners are.
That, and you don't like when you mess with their pockets.
Mm.
It's a business.
I mean, well, if it's a business, yo, cut back. I can give you legit reasons why, like, your viewership's going down. NFL Red Zone. Yeah. Best time to watch? Between 3:30 and 4:15.
Yeah, after that.
Why do I need to stick around? Like, you're okay.
Games are too. They've tried to quicken up the games with the little 30-second commercials, but you still see games are still way too long.
Matter of fact, I'm looking at the. What is this? The schedule? Yeah, the Sunday night game for this week is Oakland versus Miami.
They won't be good Sunday night games until they start getting flexed pretty soon. I think that's starting pretty soon
too. Yeah, it's starting pretty soon. But last week's Sunday night game was Steelers and Lions. Really?
20-15, 5 field goals.
Mm. Yeah, nah. Your game's kind of gotten a little bit boring. What's next week's Sunday night game? See, your Thursday night game is Seahawks and Cardinals. I ain't watching that. Your Sunday night game is Patriots versus Broncos. Okay, that might.
Patriots versus Broncos. I don't know. Is it at Denver?
Yeah, so that's almost like a guaranteed win for the Broncos.
I don't know. They're coming up on that part of the season where they're not that good at home because teams are in shape. That first month of the season, whenever they're home, they don't lose.
Let me ask you this. When's the last time Tom Brady won in Denver?
Well, it's been a while.
Osweiler has beaten Brady in Denver. Yeah. And that's why I'm like, yo, Osweiler going to get at least
one. His defense. Broncos defense.
Yeah, I shouldn't be giving Osweiler that much credit.
Yeah, shame on you.
I know. After I just spent all this time.
Yeah, you just brought him up too.
Oh my gosh, I need to go streaking.
No, let me leave first.
Shit, that ain't even gonna be the best game that week. The best game's gonna be Cowboys and Falcons.
Maybe.
No. Best game's gonna be Cowboys and Falcons.
Who else is playing? And he may be suspended.
Because
I just want him to either be suspended or cut down the suspension. But I'm not going to talk about this.
Go ahead and talk about it because I got to do my charging.
He does not need to be suspended 6 games for something where there's proof that the girl was lying and then she was just up to mess up his career. But this stupid automatic 6-game suspension is ignorant. And all the other stuff, yes, that he was doing, it's been a little crazy, but it's not worth a suspension. You can plug my eyes.
I'll tell you the one that he should have been suspended for.
What?
When he lifted up that girl's top.
She didn't get mad about it.
No. The way they've been talking about this domestic violence stuff, nah.
But that's not violence.
It's assault.
The thing is, we need to know the background on it, though.
It was without consent.
We need to know the background about it.
And even then, it was like a bad look.
Yeah, I mean, that not 6 games bad.
I know not 6 games bad. And by the way, wow, way to go on making this the time that you finally enact that domestic violence rule where you can suspend the first 6 games no matter what.
And then the thing happened when he wasn't even in the NFL yet. I think he was still in college, right?
What, the?
The domestic violence dispute.
Yeah.
It was going on when he was in college. And back then, they said there was no evidence for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know. I just don't know how is the NFL this good that they're finding stuff that our normal, I don't know, police services and stuff can't find.
And this is kind of where I think the NFL is at a crossroads. Because they try so hard to be the social leader on some of this stuff, but they always kind of react. Like, yeah, they're always not reacting. First.
They
try to be first, and then, like, they fuck it up so bad, Ray Rice. Greg Hardy.
If there was no video, no one would have cared.
Right. That kind of says more about society than the NFL, but the NFL knew even still. Ray Rice went and told them, hey.
Yeah, if he said this is what I did, I mean, that was a clean punch.
Right.
The only punch better was the RTA bus driver. Best uppercut I've ever seen in my life. Ain't a boxer alive to throw a punch that crisp. He going to gym now.
But nah, man. The NFL always, like, you guys want to be out here on these social issues. But when it comes, push comes to shove, it's like you find out. Nah, these owners ain't really about it. And I made this status.
Hey, Master P,
And I made that status during that week when the president called them sons of bitches. Again, term loosely.
I'm glad that you're at least giving them that much respect. Like, I'm surprised. You're growing up, man.
I really am. Then again, I don't really respect government to begin with, so.
But the fact that you're even giving him the title of president, I am proud of you. You're not just saying Trump or something like that.
Yeah. He's their president, so.
Okay.
And I ain't gonna say that they didn't vote for him, because, yo, Democrats, y'all had a chance to get somebody in there that could have beat him.
Burning.
Yeah.
I can hear Charisma now saying, but Bernie was too far left. I'm like, okay, Trump was too far right. You got somebody too far left and too far right. You're going to have somebody come to the middle, and whoever's better at the middle is going to win. Yeah. We've seen this math work out before. Clinton and Bush. Nader was the middle. He just didn't have enough votes. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of the NFL's problem. It's like they always want to be ahead of the time. It's like, yo, y'all always falling behind. NBA is better at, like, black issues, well, mostly because they're a black league, but yeah. At least they don't hide the fact that they're a black league. The NFL does so much to hide the fact that they're a black league. Put it like this. They're quarterbacks who, if I would say, name all the black quarterbacks in the NFL that are good. No. Let me rephrase that. Name the running black quarterbacks in the NFL.
And then someone else on the other side can say, name the white quarterbacks in the NFL. I don't know a single white defensive back who starts. Oh, defensive shit. Back, not safety, okay, not Eric Weddle.
Okay, no. I was about to say, I think about that. Okay, no, he's the safety.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. I've even Googled this
before. Hold on, is Derek Wolf a defensive back?
I don't think so.
Yeah, hold on, because he's on the Broncos. I know that. Or is he a linebacker?
He's a defensive end. Oh. Yeah, not defensive ends, defensive back.
That's something else I need to get on, too. The players that came out here fervently against Colin Kaepernick. Joe Thomas. The reason why nobody's going to sign Colin Kaepernick is because he's a distraction. Joe Thomas, you play for the Cleveland Browns. Really? Are you truly trying to tell us that nobody's going to sign him because of a distraction? Ben Roethlisberger out here saying, like, I don't agree with kneeling. I think you should stand. It's kind of unpatriotic to do all this stuff. Ben Roethlisberger, you're a rapist. I get what you're trying to do, but you're not that good of a leader. You're really not. Villanueva, like, yo, nobody was going to. And, yo.
Is that the guy who stood out by himself?
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, I get why he did it. I get why he did it, but it's like, yo. Tomlin was ready to take the bullets for you guys, no matter what you chose. He was ready to take the bullets on either side. The proper time to use the both sides argument. He was ready to take the bullets. It was like, yo, he didn't do it. And it's like, okay, cool. Villanueva did it. It's like, okay, uproar. Villanueva came back out and said, oh, I apologize. I didn't want to make my cause bigger than the team's cause. Then here comes Ben Roethlisberger. I apologize that I wasn't out there with Villanueva.
Reactionary.
Stop trying to be leader guy, man. You're just going to try to make us remember the fact that you're a raper guy. Drew Brees out here talking. I wouldn't do it. I don't see the point of him actually kneeling. By the way, Drew Brees is also one of those who kneeled when he said he wasn't going to kneel. And Drew Brees, you represent New Orleans. Don't forget that. That city, in a way, felt betrayed by the United States government. You were one of the two quarterbacks when it started that could not do this shit. You and Matt Stafford. Back to that looks the part thing that Michael Vick said, maybe you need to cut his hair so he can look better. You trust the backwards cap wearing motherfucker to lead your men? Again, as much as I hate the looks the part argument, you trust that?
Yeah.
But there's so much to this. We'll probably do it.
Part one.
Yeah. We got enough for it, and we'll let some of y'all react to it, because I know I'm going to get a lot of reactions to it. I'll hold off on turning off the comments. I think that was only I think that might have just been a one-time thing, and it was so soon.
That was pretty, Well, we'll see. We have to give people a chance to grow. Maybe some people can be objective.
Maybe. And I do kind of want to find, like, somebody who's on this, like, against Colin Kaepernick thing to come on the podcast. But problem is, I go out there asking the ones who I think could actually give good content to it. They don't really want to do it.
Yeah.
So before we go, I have like two questions. Where is this list at? Yeah, two questions earlier. Because one was from an email, I had to print it down. Where is it? Okay, here's. All right, this was a question sent in. Did not even name anonymous from. From Chicago.
I don't know.
So, question reads. Okay, I'm not reading that part. Okay, essentially what the question is, do you think that there should be, if they could make more black cartoons, would we watch them, and like, who are the five best black cartoon characters to like be in cartoons ever? Basically, history, what she's saying.
Okay.
This question's all types of jumbled up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sort through, but yeah. Should they make more black cartoons? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd want a black person to probably be leading that black cartoon making. I don't want it to be Seth MacFarlane making a Cleveland show.
Yeah. I don't consider that a black cartoon. It's just a cartoon.
All right. Like, you try to make it black, but like, he doesn't understand.
We've had some good ones, but I think most of, at least on the children channels, they were always, there weren't cartoons, they were like real life stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cousin Skeeter, Keenan and Kale, and all of them, they were all real. It's okay. Not cartoons.
What was the second part of that question? Was, yeah, five best.
Okay, let me think of mine. You got Penny Proud, I'm gonna say Susie Carmichael, Static Shock. I'm trying to think of just one person from each show. Huey Freeman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the fifth one. Throw out some shows.
Let's see. There's, you got somebody from the Rugrats.
Yeah.
Hey Arnold.
Oh, Gerald. Yeah.
Who else you got? You know any of the recent ones? Teen Titans.
Oh yeah, Cyborg. We've had some good ones. I don't know who I'd put in my top five. Susie Carmichael's a lock. I would say Static Shock, because he was a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lock. Penny Proud.
I think for me, my five would be Susie, Cyborg, Gerald. I'm going to go a little bit new school and have Connie Mahershala from Steven Universe on there. And my fifth would be, shit, who would my fifth be? Because I ain't trying to put Penny Proud on this list.
She was good for girls.
She was good for black. I said, yeah, she was good for black girls, but I'm like, for black cartoons in general. No. I would probably have, Mago Huey. And you know what, this actually, hold on, I'm gonna bring this up now. There was a video circulating around like for the past couple of months for Tyler, Creator's new show, The Jellies.
Yeah,
when he was at a Comic Con and somebody asked about the black cartoon characters, and he said, hey, name five. I'm like, you know what, hey, look at how hard it is for us, and we're doing a cartoon podcast.
Yeah,
granted this episode isn't about cartoons, but we're doing a cartoon podcast. It's hard for us to name five black characters.
Yeah, not from the same show, too.
Right. And here's the thing. He just said name five. I'll be hard on you. Name five that's essential to the plot. Mm-hmm. Gerald is essential to the plot from Hey Arnold.
She was just...
Connie Mahershala from Steven Universe, essential to the plot.
Cyborg, I would say, is.
Yeah, he's Static essential Shock to the plot.
Is. I guess if they're main characters, they will
right,
be.
And...
All right, what's the other question?
The other question was, let's see. Why did I put these in two different spots? Oh, here's your second question. With the recent survival, this is Dragon Ball Z related, recent survival arc going on and Hit being eliminated, who do you see the final fight coming? If it couldn't be Goku, who would you see eliminating Jiren? And how would you see... like, the universe is being eliminated.
I don't know. That's weird. I mean, because then you got... I don't think it's going to be anything. Are we assuming that it's going to be someone from Goku's region? Are we saying they're going to make it? It's them and Jiren then?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. None of the androids, I think, will be fighting them. It's basically between Gohan and Vegeta then.
Or Frieza.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about Frieza. Yeah,
or Frieza.
Yeah, so it's them three. Piccolo... I can see Gohan getting really strong because, well, no, he can't die, so never mind. Piccolo can't die.
Right.
But if Piccolo died, Gohan's dad is dead, so maybe.
I would say, if it's not Goku, I mean, it would have to be
Frieza or Vegeta.
I wouldn't say it'd be Vegeta. Just because it's Toriyama and we know how
to do it. I keep thinking like maybe one day he's gonna give him his chance, but I don't know. But Frieza, I feel like he's been sitting back in the cut watching stuff. He knows something, and he knows it's the gods are up to something. And, I mean, not the gods, but the angels. I just want to know what he want his wish to be, and how Goku's gonna do this with the stupid wish, because he promised everybody something. The money, he can take care of that because of Hercule. Mm-hmm. But those wishes, at least to Frieza, like, because you don't know.
He's gotta wish Frieza alive. That's it.
I thought he would let Frieza use the Super Dragon Balls.
If they won and Frieza won MVP, then he could get the Super Dragon Balls no matter what. But if they won, like, Goku had to revive Frieza with the Earth Dragon Balls. But, like, how would I see the Universal thing coming down? I'd say the next universe to probably be eliminated would be Universe 4. Because they're down to three people. Right now, yeah, they're down. No, I take it back. Universe 3 will be the next one to be eliminated. Like, they've done the least, and we've seen the least out of them. So then, yeah, then Universe 4. Then I would say, depending on how this. Okay, so as of this episode, they just released Dragon Ball Episode 114. And
spoiler alert.
Yeah. Wow, I do have to put that spoiler. Yeah. Ah, fuck it. Nah, I ain't doing that. No. Spoiler alert, bitches. I ain't putting that at the beginning. If you don't want to know, like, fast forward, like, 30 seconds, well, who cares? You done already gave us the play.
Yeah.
But, Caulifla and Kale done fused, and now they're taking on Goku at Super Saiyan God. So, I think, let me see. 3 will be eliminated next. Universe 3 will be eliminated next. Then Universe 4. Then I'd say they would probably get eliminated next, because if they go out, then it's up to the two Namekians, and I think that's when Frieza will take out those two.
Mm-hmm. He will, like, take out Namekians.
Mm-hmm. And then I would probably say the next universe would probably be Universe 2, because Ribrianne needs to go.
Gosh, I don't like them as a whole. It's just stupid.
The power of love. And then I'd say, yeah, it'd probably come down. But I did see something on the internet where it talked about, like, spoilers for the next couple of episodes, saying that Goku and Frieza are going to be teaming up to face off against Jiren. Because Jiren's going to wake up because of Khalifa's new power, their new fusion. That's what they're saying.
They were calling him Khalifa.
Yeah.
Kale and Khalifa.
Or Kafla.
Yeah, whatever.
Kafla, Khalifa. I prefer Mia Khalifa, but, you know.
We haven't watched the English sub, so we don't know what they're calling her yet.
Right. So, let's see. Anything else I want to get off my chest before we end part one of the Kaepernick discussion? Oh, yeah. Like, this did pop in my mind. You find it funny that the only thing white people are willing to give black people are, like, especially when it comes to the men, like, their dicks are bigger.
That is funny.
I ran across that earlier this morning on Twitter. It's like somebody made that. I think it wasn't Bomani. It was somebody else, but they were trying to comment to Bomani. They said it's funny that the only thing like white people are willing to give to black people are athletic and sexual stuff. And if I'm a white person, I'm like, I'm not trying to tell any race that they're better than me sexually. Which actually is kind of fucked up. Like, yeah, nah, I ain't out here trying to be like, yo, nah. If I was white, you ain't about to sit here and tell me that your dick bigger than mine just because you was born that way. Fuck that. And then I went deeper into it. And I thought about it, like, well, wait a minute. In porn, who are the three biggest dicks? I'm like,
gosh, why are you thinking of this? I'm signing off on that note.
Okay, so this was the end of the Kaepernick Talk Part 1. We will be doing Kaepernick Talk Part 2. Don't know how soon. It'll probably be within the next month.
Maybe he'll be signed.
Yeah.
Or something new is going to happen. Who knows?
Maybe, what's her fake? Charisma. Maybe Charisma will be here for this. Hopefully Orlando will be here for this. I don't know. Probably not. Because he tries to stay away from stuff like this. So, yeah. For the crew here, the two live crew here, this is Matthew signing off, and Kanan with his.
See ya, folks. Since Orlando can't say it.
Oh, fuck that. Goodbye, folks. And that is it. So, Go get some good pussy tonight. Yeah. Go get some good dick tonight.
Peace, love, and chicken grease.
There you go. Protection is good for you.